and to help them achieve long-term stability and independence. Now, the Tauranga Charitable Trust has opened a new transitional huia house for older, homeless wahine, and Angela Wallace is with us for a kōrero about that. Thanks for joining us, Angela. Ko Dale, tēnei. Welcome to Wāte. Tēnā koe.
Oh, morena. Nice to be with you, Dale.
Yeah, cool as. And this is as well, because we talk a lot about homelessness, but often we miss the reality that for many of our older people, Angela, it has become a real issue. So big ups to you and the Trust for acknowledging that. What led to the decision, Angela, to establish Huia House specifically for older wahine, and what gaps in the existing housing services was it designed to address, Angela?
Yeah, kia ora. We really saw the rise in homelessness for everyone, but particularly for our older people. And we run a transitional house called Awhina House for women who are homeless, which has been running since 2018. So there's 11 beds there, and they're usually full. And over the last couple of years, we've seen a rise in homelessness in general, and really noticed the need for a specific whare for our older women. In Awhina House, there's everyone from rangatahi, pākeke, and older people, and there's different needs amongst those groups, and we really just wanted to open a new whare that would provide a safe and warm and comfortable and calm place for older women to have somewhere to stay, have some wraparound support, and help them to get into longer term homes. These people are often overlooked. You don't really see older women out on the streets that much in Tauranga, but it's hidden away and it's definite need. We were reading all the news stories and the stats around the rise in seniors being homeless, and so this is our little bit to try and help the situation and help our older wahine.
Well, in the midst of some very confronting news constantly, this is a beacon of hope. Can you tell us about the whare itself, Huia House? You touched on a little there about Awhina and how that was to Awhi, people of all ages. But might you be kind enough to tell us maybe one or two stories of how these women, how homelessness is for them? We tend to think that older women would have whānau who could tautoko, but obviously at times that's not the reality. What's a story or an example of somebody who you've been able to awhi by the establishment of Huia House, Angela?
Yes, well, I'm on the board, so I'm not working frontline with our wahine, but right. I was a manager of Awhina House in the past and saw the need then. We had an older woman there. Her family just wasn't there for her. She had some health issues. She came into our whare and was there for quite a number of weeks. And she was beautiful. And she was quite a calming influence in the whare as well, and provided wisdom and help for our younger women. But she, yeah, it's really sad when you see someone who is older and you just want to see, every woman in her own home. But when it's someone who's lived a full life and you want to see them surrounded with family and they're you know, struggling alone, that's what we created Huia House for. So this lady that we had, our social workers were able to work with her and help her to get into aged care, which she hadn't been able to access up to that point, just didn't have people to advocate for her. So she was able to go into aged care and have all the support around her that she needed. And we anticipate that that will be the pathway for many of the women who come into Huia House, who haven't been able to connect with services, who haven't had whānau to bring them into their homes, that our social workers will be able to work with them and help get them into housing that's going to be long-term, secure, and have the support around them that they need. And oftentimes, just having that place to stay gives the woman the opportunity to actually reach out and reconnect with whānau who they just haven't been in the position to be able to connect with up to that point, living in homelessness. You're just, needing to meet your immediate needs and survive. So having somewhere safe to stay with time, with āwhi around you, can be very healing. And that's what we hope for every woman who comes through āwhi in the house and hui house, that they would be able to be helped into their own housing and flourish and hopefully reconnect with whānau and have a good community around them to support them.
Tēnā koe. Look, I don't know where this whare is or how many beds it's got, but a couple of things struck me as you shared that warm and beautiful kōrero was, one, she was beautiful, you know, and you've been able to advocate for her. You know, a lot of people who are stuck in the mire of not knowing where they're going to doss down tonight, they're not in the right frame of mind to negotiate long-term changes to their situation. So, you know, just congratulations to you guys at the Trust. This is He Kaupapa ko Tahitanga Trust in Tauranga. Our guest is Angela Wallace. So I don't need to know where it is, but what did you secure here for Huia House? Were you able to get a big old whare with numerous bedrooms and rent it, or is it a building you own?
Yep. We have an existing whare, which is a really nice, solid, warm home. It's got four bedrooms, so it's quite spacious, and there's a large living area and a large kitchen. We're leasing it off a charitable provider in Tauranga, and it's central location. It's a nice and flat area, and there's a supermarket, so the ladies can easily get out and buy what they need to buy from the supermarket. We've worked closely with the owner of the whare to bring it up to a warm and inviting home. It had been rented out as offices previously, so it was in a little bit of a state, hadn't been cared for, had been vacant. So we came in and with the landlord got the plumbing up to spec, made sure it was Healthy Homes compliant. We had a number of awesome tradespeople come in and donate their time to update the plumbing and put in some carpet and make the walls nice with some fresh paint. And we've had some donations of furniture as well. So it's a really welcoming whare, and yeah, we hope and pray that the women who come in there will be feel very loved during their time there. We've already got four women who've moved in, so we opened last week, and there are four women who've moved in between the ages of 56 and 62, and so yeah, it's just our hope that they'll enjoy their time and be able to move into somewhere where they will be cherished and be able to live a full life. Like you say, when you are homeless and maybe living in a car or sleeping in someone's garage, you don't have the resources to make those long-term decisions. It's about, you know, where's your next meal going to come from? How are you going to have a wash? Getting to appointments with MSD and things like that become quite a mission if you're just going from one tank of gas to the next and trying to charge your phone up somewhere. Yeah. So it's a real challenge, and this Huia House gives the women the opportunity to have the time and the headspace to be able to make those longer term decisions with some support from different support agencies who come in as needed. So yeah, there's a great community of support here in Tauranga. We've got the Bay Financial Mentors who come and work with the women, and if they have debt, to help them break that down. There is Hamna Clinic if there are drug and alcohol issues and addictions. They'll come in and work with the women, and a wonderful cohort of supporters that's come in and āwhi.
Tēnā koe. Well, as I say, big ups to the kaupapa called Tahitanga Trust. for recognising that there was some way that you could step in to help. Just finally, it's not a long-term solution. It's not long-term ACOM. How long are you anticipating each of those who visit might stay?
It is a transitional house, so how that works, how the government says that needs to work, is a 12-week term, if you want, but with the 12 weeks, it's not coming for 12 weeks and then you're out. If there's 12 weeks and then there's still more time needed, then we roll that over into another 12 weeks. So women who stay with us for less than 12 weeks and women who stay for, you know, a few months at a time. So it's really based on the need of the wahine.
Again, just want to congratulate all involved here, the tradies, those who donated their time, and of course those who are involved in the wraparound, so that it's not just left up to your crew. Everyone's sort of coming together to help. It's an encouraging picture that's painted by your efforts. Thanks very much for joining us on the program, Angela. Mihane kakwe te tohine, tēnā koe, and thank you.
Tēnā koe, and kakite.
Thank you. You were 6:03, just got word that Hayley is unavailable.